That's a bit of Nelly Furtado for all the people who were at the All Together Now festival at the weekend. I met two people and they're literally broken, but they were young enough and they were able to handle it. The thoughts of that now fills me with joy. But Nelly Furtado apparently was stormed it. She stormed it. That song, I'm Like a Bird, is 25 years old this year. Connor Pope.
Yeah, that's just a way to make us all feel old now, Brendan.
25 years old. And the people I was speaking to today were about 24. Connor Pope is here to solve your consumer conundrums. If there's anything you'd like Connor to grapple with, you can get in touch with us on pricewatch@rte.ie. Looking very well, Connor.
Yeah, yeah. Just back from my holidays.
Yeah, nice
yeah,
tan.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy for you.
I'm glad you're happy for me.
So, speaking of holidays, our first problem is about flights.
Yeah.
Hi, Connor. I'm hoping you can help. We booked flights in April for our two daughters, aged 15 and 17. We went to put them on the flight last week and discovered that under 16s can no longer travel with under 18s. We were sure, we checked at this at the time, that it was okay and that this had been done before. However, when we contacted Ryanair, they said the current terms and conditions on this have always been the same. Can you advise?
Well, this is most of this query is entirely straightforward. It's possible that the listener misinterpreted what Ryanair said to them in the last sentence. Bottom line is, up until quite recently, if you're aged under 16, you could fly with somebody who is over 16 with Ryanair if you're travelling across Europe. So that meant typically that if a 17-year-old was flying with their 15-year-old sibling, they could fly without any kind of restrictions in place. They changed it last September. And that means now that a 16-year-old or 15-year-old needs to fly with an adult. So okay. An adult, somebody over the age of 18. And what they said was, they said that some countries put restrictions in place that mandate that someone who's under the age of 16 must fly with somebody who's over the age of 18. And as a result, they wanted to create this uniformity across all of their network. So they've changed their rules. And now if you're under the age of 16, you need to fly with somebody who's over the age of 18. And they are perfectly within their rights to change those terms and conditions. But the reality is they existed, that you could fly a 16 or 17-year-old with a 15-year-old prior to last September. People booking flights now need to be cognizant of the fact that the rules have changed. And to be perfectly honest, I think an airline like Ryanair, in fact, all airlines, could do more to alert their passengers to those changes, because the last thing you want, and I've actually spoken to a couple of people who had this experience, is to show up at a boarding gate or to show up in an airport with a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old only to be told, I'm sorry, the 15-year-old can't fly. So it shouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility
for
airlines, not just Ryanair, but for airlines, if they impose these kinds of rule changes, to make sure that when you're actually booking the flight, the algorithm could throw up the fact that there's a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old attached to the same booking. And they could say, there might be an issue here. So it's not necessarily that there's been a change to the terms and conditions. It's more how the change to the terms and conditions have been highlighted. So I would urge any of your listeners who might have travelled in this way in the past
to
pay very close attention to the terms and conditions to make sure that they're not going to fall foul of the regime or the systems, because there's no point in that happening when you're at a boarding gate, because you can't argue the toss at that point, because the staff who are deployed by an airline can just impose the rules that are in place.
And it's interesting because they're very quick to, you know, market to directly to you as your flight approaches. I get constant reminders that I want insurance? Do I want to hire a car? Do I want to look at, you know, hotels locally? So they do your flights in 12 days, your flights in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
So they are marketing directly to you as well, right?
And as a result, they could, if they wanted to say, just to bear in mind, we've noticed that there's only two people travelling on this booking. One of those people is 17, one of those people is 15. That might be an issue. Now, it could well be that they're travelling with a third person who's with them, on a different booking, who's over the age of 18. So it's not like it would be a done deal that the 17-year-old and the 15-year-old would be travelling on their own. But it's just worth bearing in mind. So I think we could probably consider this something of a public service announcement rather than any kind of significant issue. Because if, as Ryanair says, that they felt they had no choice but to implement the change to the rules, well then, you know, we have to accept that at face value. But they could do more to alert people to it.
I was flying to Thailand one Christmas and got to London via whatever flew Aer Lingus, I can't even remember who flew, but what got to the, it was an Asian airline, and because my passport was not going to be out in 6 months, I couldn't travel. And nobody told me that. And I booked with an agent. So I was a bit annoyed about that because I thought somebody should have notified me.
Yeah, I totally get that. And the thing is, a lot of the time, you know, the airlines have no choice but to impose these rules. I had a story not long ago whereby somebody was travelling on this once in a lifetime dream holiday to Australia, I think they were going, and they were travelling via Dubai, and there was a tiny blemish on their passport.
They wouldn't let them travel.
And the airline staff in Dublin Airport said, well, sorry, you can't travel. And as a result, your entire trip gets thrown up in the air. And I've lost count of the number of times I've seen people getting really distressed at boarding gates or at check-in desks. And it's almost like there's no point in arguing with the staff on the front lines because they can't really implement the changes.
Yeah, and actually you're right, because this particular ground staff were saying, look, if we let you go, you'll just be sent back.
Exactly.
They won't let you into the country. We are very aware of that. So they were saving me the hassle. I had to go and get an emergency passport in the end. But if you're travelling to Asia, your passport has to last for 6 months.
And it really is your responsibility. And I'm not just talking about you, Brendan, but it is the travelling passenger's responsibility to make sure that they know the terms and conditions of any airline they're flying with. And sometimes they're buried deep in the kind of, as I say, these changes are buried deep in the terms and conditions. But it is your responsibility ultimately to find out what's going on.
And it wasn't so long ago, some airlines were still paper checking you in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And that wasn't that long ago. Anyway, now this one is about credit cards. Hi, Connor. I'm contacting you regarding issues I have with the car rental company at Pisa Airport. The issue is that they are refusing to accept credit cards for customers unless the credit card is embossed. If they are not, people have no option but to pay extra charges in order to leave with a rental car. Can that be right?
I'd never come across this before today, so I thought that was a very strange thing. So I went off and I had a search, and it's actually not uncommon for some car hire companies to impose this rule. Now, just for this, for your listeners who may not have had, who may not have been issued with a new credit card in recent times, a lot of the cards that you get nowadays from banks and from fintechs, they don't have a raised name and number, so they just have this kind of, it's basically printed onto the card,
so like it's flat.
On ink, so it's entirely flat. And one of the issues that some companies have, apparently some rental companies have, is they use these old school kind of carbon paper type devices.
So they take a
grab of your card using those devices. That can't be done using the cards unless they're embossed. So again, it's really important for people who are travelling overseas or who are renting a car to check that, this kind of stuff. Although it can be really hard to do because, you know, like a lot of the big car hire companies, obviously they've enhanced and improved their facilities, and they are in fact in the 21st century, and they do recognise that the way credit cards are being issued nowadays are completely different to how they were. So this person took issue with their bank who had issued them with the credit card and felt that they should have been alerted to this fact. It's not really the bank's fault, but it does reflect the need for you to check some of the key terms and conditions when it comes to car hire, because the car hire companies are notorious, particularly some of the smaller ones.
Really?
And they impose these rules. And one of the rules that we talked about on the show in the recent past was, if you don't inform your car hire company, for instance, of your flight number and whether or not you're going to be late, if you arrive outside of a 2 hour or a 4 hour window, the car will be gone.
Wow.
And you might say to yourself, but hang on a second, I've paid for a 2 week car hire. So whether or not I'm 2 hours late or 4 hours late is largely irrelevant.
Yeah.
But they will say, well, I'm sorry, it's in our terms and conditions. And once it's in our terms and conditions, we are entirely protected, because by signing on the dotted line, you've agreed to those terms and conditions. Now, having said that, it's unlikely that the terms and conditions will have the line, your credit card must be embossed.
Yeah.
But what I would urge people who are travelling in the days and weeks ahead, as we're heading in towards the kind of the middle of the summer and really peak travelling season, is if you look at your credit card and it isn't embossed, at least email the company to say, is this going to be a problem? Because if they don't accept your credit card, well, then you have to use your debit card to pay for the car hire. And the way it works for credit cards versus debit cards is entirely different. Because with a credit card, they will just, you know, they're not going to take any money from you.
Yeah.
They'll just basically freeze a portion so you can't use your credit card for a certain amount of money. But with a debit card, they'll actually take all the cash from you. And if you're travelling overseas for a family holiday and suddenly you're 1,500 or 2,500 euro down because they've taken the money, well, then like it's kind of game over for you. And it is worth making the call and doing a little bit of investigation. Because as I say, the last place you want to experience these kinds of difficulties is when you're standing at a check-in desk for a car hire company with them going, something to do with me. Because again, it's not the staff's fault. So there's no point in expecting the staff to change the policies of a company on a whim. They have to adhere to the policies that the company have imposed. So you have a responsibility to check it out.
If you have any foibles for Conor Pope to deal with, email pricewatch@rte.ie. Thank you so much, Conor. Let's take a track. Good night by Florence Road.